The Guardian.
Firstly, just to clarify this situation, this isn't a record number of complaints, is it? It's a record number of adverts that people have complained about.
Yes, that's right. I mean, sometimes people complain in large numbers about a particular ad. So you always have to say, how many complaints did you have and how many ads was that about? Now, we've had an all-time high in the number of ads complained about, just over 14,000, and it's an increase of nearly 10% on the year before. That's the highest number of advertisements complained about in any one year. The total of complaints is also pretty high, just over 24,000, and that's an increase on the year before. But it's not the highest number we've ever had. I think 2005 was slightly higher. It slightly depends on what is the big blockbusting television campaign that really gets people going, and we haven't had an absolutely stonking controversial TV ad in 2007.
And so there are 14,000 adverts that people wrote to you and said, we don't like that, and 24,000 complaints in total. So some of those adverts had maybe one or two complaints, is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think the most complained of campaign attracted over 700 complaints. So sometimes you're dealing with one well-directed complaint about one ad, and on other occasions you'll be dealing with nearly 800 complaints about some big national campaign that people don't like.
Do you bear in mind that some advertisers see a symbol of success as the number of complaints they get?
Well, we're aware of that. It's a pretty short-sighted policy. One can think of brands who've gone down that road in the past, and in the end they just bore the nation. It's not a very good marketing strategy. And sometimes if we think people are just trying to get banned, we don't oblige them. I remember a few years back, our old friends at French Connection produced some pretty doubtful half-year accounts. And Stephen Marks said, but don't worry, because we're pretty confident that our current TV campaign is going to be banned by the ASA. Well, tell you what, we didn't do it.
OK, let's go over some of the adverts. In fact, let's start out with the most complained about adverts, and this is from the Department of Health.
Get unhooked. Call 0800 169 0169 or visit getunhooked.co.uk.
It was a very hard-hitting anti-smoking campaign on the suggestion of getting yourself unhooked. It attracted 774 complaints overall. Some people were concerned about the TV executions. Some were concerned about the posters. We said parts of the campaign were okay and parts weren't. The bits that weren't okay were those big national posters with the fish hook actually sticking out of someone's cheek, which were regarded as being rather frightening. The thing about posters, of course, is that you just see them whether or not you choose to look, and children were quite upset by those. And there were also some ads that were shown on television early in the evening, which we thought were pretty distressing for children. So we did uphold those complaints.
When you say TV executions, nobody was executed on TV, just to clarify.
No,
that.
Not this time.
Not this
it's
time.
It's a term
okay.
of art.
All right. Number two was the Cadbury's advert.
No exaggeration, so spread the word, sisters. Mastication for the nation.
This again attracted a lot of complaints, 519. But look, it isn't a numbers game. We don't sit here saying, oh dear, 519 people have complained, we better ban that one. Can I just say, en passant, that the most complained about ad in any medium ever attracted nearly 1,700 complaints, and we didn't uphold. That was the KFC all singing, all munching call centre workers a couple of years back, and that was complaints about table manners, and we said, look, we're not really here to regulate the nation's table manners. So just because you get an awful lot of complaints about an ad doesn't mean that the ASA knee-jerks to ban it. And indeed in this case, which was for a brand of chewing gum, the reason that we stopped that campaign was that the research which the advertiser themselves put forward as substantiation for why it was such a responsible campaign because, look, you know, we've tested it. That research showed that in the Afro-Caribbean focus groups, a very, very high proportion of those who were asked found the ads deeply offensive. And the advertiser said, well, of course, that wasn't our target market. Well, so what? This is a big TV campaign. It'll be seen by lots of people, black and white, and you mustn't cause serious or widespread offence. And here in the research, it said this is likely to cause serious offence, and tell you what, it did.
Picking up on something that you said there about the KFC having the most number of complaints, but you not necessarily taking that on board, what do you think is down to this rise in the number of complaints? Is it a sense of humour failure generally?
No, because most of the complaints that we get are actually about misleadingness. Does the product do what the ad says it does? Does it do what it says on the tin and so on? There's a lot of nitty-gritty work at the ASA. It isn't very often about responding to these sort of big, blockbusting national outcries. So I think it's not about a national sense of humour failure. And very often we say to complainants, look, this is a light-hearted ad. Don't take it too seriously. Lighten up. I don't think it's about the nation losing its sense of humour. It's sometimes about the nation responding to trends in society that it doesn't like and it doesn't want to see featured in ads. A very good example this year is there's very, very little tolerance out there for advertisements that feature violence, knives, guns, that seem to be normalizing behavior that people are pretty exercised about anyway. Very little tolerance of pretty violent advertising for very violent products, video games, for example, and a concern about film posters that seem to glorify, you know, gun-toting heroes and so on, and a lot of concern about knives following, you know, recent tragedies involving young kids. So I think sometimes when there's a sort of change in the national mood, it's obviously a very good and constructive development. And a self-regulatory system like the ASA can reflect that. We can respond very quickly in a way that statutory authorities basically can't. The other example, of course, is environmental concerns. Big increase in environmental claims in ads, but also a big increase in complaints with consumers picking advertisers up and saying, come on, this is too good to be true. You're not as green as you say you are. We've had an increase, a three times increase in complaints about environmental claims in ads. So I think the nation is getting it right. I don't think it's about a sense of humour failure. I think it's about a concern, which is basically a public-spirited concern about how we want to conduct affairs in the public space.
OK, can I finish on what could, prima facie, be seen as a double standard, and that is you upheld 219 complaints on an advert by Rustler's Burgers where it showed a woman half-naked reclining, well, reclining in her underwear, I guess that is half-naked, and you didn't uphold an advert which showed a man naked.
I think basically your listeners would need to go to the ASA website and compare the two ads, because you've always got to look at the specifics of the individual ad. But I would say that there's a big difference between the Rustlers ad, which is basically a man microwaving food, and as the sofa rotates, as the microwave is rotating, the sofa rotates, reveals a woman in her underwear. The voiceover says, if only everything was as quick as Rustlers. It's a pretty blatant sexual reference that obviously a lot of people found very offensive.
Can I take your coat?
Just a coffee.
If only everything was as quick as Rustlers. Rustlers, not to tasty in 70 seconds.
Whereas the British Heart Foundation ad is basically showed a fairly elderly couple, a man and a woman cuddling on a beach. The man's naked except for a swimming hat and goggles. And complainants objected that the nudity in the ad was offensive and gratuitous and irrelevant to the product. Now, it's actually, listeners will have to take my word for it, but you could check it out on our website. It's a pretty innocent cuddle. And I think there's a big difference between an innocent cuddle on the beach and the woman in bra and panties and suspenders with the suggestion that a bit of a male fantasy. So I really don't think there's an inconsistency there.
Well, with the image of third age romance in our minds, Christopher Graham, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.